Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Psalm 19, verse 8, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. How you approach reading the Bible is crucial. You must do two things. Number one, approach it with integrity. When a new Christian in a Bible study group said, "I've had a hard time believing some parts of the Bible," the others smiled and applauded. They didn't do it because unbelief is good news. They did it because he'd finally been honest enough to admit his doubts. Don't worry, God's not upset with you. Until you're willing to talk about your doubts, you can't resolve them. When Thomas questioned the resurrection, Jesus showed up just to convince him, and he will show up for you too. It's a mistake to try to force yourself into believing something or avoid reading it so you don't get disturbed. Jesus said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you." Number two, read it with expectancy. Once you've been to a book signing, met the author and got his autograph, you feel very different about the book. You treasure it. And when you read the Bible with an expectant heart, the author shows up. As you read his words, you begin to sense his presence and realize he is speaking to you personally. Jesus said, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life." When you come to the Scriptures with a hunger and an expectancy, you never go away disappointed. From Vision's Word for Today, how to approach Bible reading.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.